when I had heard about that prior to having my first baby, then I figured I better do a little bit of research to try to help have sweet sleep as they promise in the Bible.
Well, this is awesome because this is sweet sleep in a bottle. And what we do, we have our sweet sleep blend that you can make yourself, which is essentially equal parts, let me get this right, equal parts of lavender, Roman chamomile, vetiver, and ylang ylang. So equal parts. So you want to have your essential oil blend, and then you can put this into a diffuser, which we like to do with topical application. That's a guaranteed sweet sleep. Folks, this is a very safe 1% dilution. So we want to go in the aromatherapy community, in the aromatherapy standards, we want to do 1% when it comes to the face, when we apply oils for children, ourselves, sensitive areas. It's just a really nice, very diluted blend.
One of the things that I love to do, and my kids are so cute, at the end of the night, before the kids go to bed, my daughter calls it the royal touch.
When I give them
each their little massage before they go to bed, I do the bottom of their feet, the spine, back of the neck, and it's just a pleasure for them, but this also ensures a good night's sleep, which we all need as parents, of course.
It smells heavenly.
It does.
Weight loss. To use essential oils to lose weight, research has suggested that lime, Citrus aurantifolia, is your best bet, primarily because of its ability to naturally suppress appetite. Another study found that women who massage their abdomen twice a day for 6 weeks using a 3% solution of grapefruit and cypress oils experienced a significant decrease in abdominal fat and waist circumference. As an added bonus, the women who used the essential oil treatment reported a notable improvement in body image. This fat-burning roll-on incorporates these two oils and is an adaptation of what Mama Z used to help her trim down and burn fat for the 2017 Miss Georgia pageant. Fat-burning roll-on. 4 drops lime essential oil. 3 drops peppermint essential oil. 3 drops grapefruit essential oil. 2 drops cypress essential oil. 1 drop eucalyptus essential oil. 1 drop cinnamon bark essential oil. Enough of your favorite carrier oil to fill the roller bottle. Fractionated coconut oil, jojoba, or sweet almond all work great. Supplies: 10 milliliter glass roller bottle. 1. Drop the essential oils into the bottle. 2. Fill the bottle with your favorite carrier oil. 3. Mix by shaking vigorously for 10 seconds. 4. Apply over problem areas like the stomach, back of the thighs, and undersides of the upper arms after your shower 3 or 4 times per week. Note: test a skin patch first on the back of your hand or bottoms of the feet to make sure your body responds well to the blend. Discontinue use immediately if irritation occurs. Fat-burning wrap. Wrapping the part of your body you're seeking to slim down after you've applied the fat-burning roll-on will help increase absorption and prevent your sheets and clothes from absorbing the oils instead of your skin. Works great on the back of the legs to minimize cellulite. Fat-burning roll-on as needed. Supplies: 1 yard of muslin fabric, cut into strips large enough to cover the body part you want to treat, but small enough to be manageable. Plastic wrap. 1. Right before bed, liberally apply the fat-burning roll-on over areas of concern. 2. Wrap each area of the body individually with muslin. 3. Wrap the fabric with 2 or 3 layers of plastic wrap. 4. When you wake up, unwrap each area and wipe yourself down with a towel before showering. 9. Personal care products. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Hosea 4, verse 6. When she was 14 years old, Mama Z went to visit her grandparents in Minnesota. Preparing for the trip, she went to Kmart, purchased 2 conventional facial cleansers, and didn't think twice about it. When she arrived at her grandparents' home, she went to wash her face, and something horrific happened. The chemicals in the well water interacted with the chemicals in the facial cleansers and literally burned off the first few layers of Mama Z's skin from her nose to her neck. The pain was excruciating, and she was devastated when she looked into the mirror. Oozing sores peppered her face, causing physical and emotional pain. To make matters worse, nothing she did seemed to help. It wasn't until she consulted her mom's close friend, Mrs. B., a Native American from the Cherokee tribe who practices Ojibwe medicine, that things started to turn around. Mrs. B. told Sabrina to use a homemade cream including lavender oil and blessed her with an essential oils starter kit. Within a couple of weeks, Sabrina's skin completely healed up, and even today, you won't find any scars. Teenage Mama Z fell into a trap that millions of people fall into every day, believing that the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, approves only healthy products for us to use, and that manufacturers do their best to sell only good stuff. Nothing could be further from the truth. Don't forget that the health and beauty market is big business, and many companies will do whatever it takes to save money, even if this involves using additives, fillers, and preservatives that are not safe to apply to the human body. The lengthy lineup of uncertain ingredients can be eye-opening because it doesn't seem to end as new chemicals are introduced nearly every day. As health and beauty manufacturers rake in the dough, we are playing Russian roulette by using products with questionable ingredients that could very well trigger myriad health conditions. This is a very serious public health concern that has further-reaching effects than you might think. Take the landmark Environmental Working Group, EWG, study from 2005. Until relatively recently, scientists thought that the human placenta protected the baby from external toxins. In a research trial evaluating the cord blood of a random sample of 10 babies born in the United States during August and September of 2004, researchers at two independent laboratories uncovered that up to a total of 287 industrial chemicals and pollutants could be found in the infant's umbilical cord blood, including consumer product ingredients, pesticides, and wastes from burning coal, gasoline, and garbage. According to the study, of the 287 chemicals we detected in umbilical cord blood, we know that 180 cause cancer in humans or animals, 217 are toxic to the brain and nervous system, and 208 cause birth defects or abnormal development in animal tests. The dangers of pre- or postnatal exposure to this complex mixture of carcinogens, developmental toxins, and neurotoxins have never been studied. Your ally in finding safe personal care products. The EWG has become my go-to resource to determine if the store-bought body care items we use at home are safe. You can investigate yours as well by checking out the massive Skin Deep database at www.ewg.org/skindeep, where EWG lists the ingredients and potential toxic exposure of more than 65,000 body care items on the market today. Despite the thoroughness of EWG's database, the only way to truly ensure that you're not inadvertently harming yourself and your family is by making personal care products yourself. And the first place to start is with antibacterial products. Case in point, the banning of triclosan. In September 2016, the FDA finally issued a ruling that officially banned the use of triclocarban, triclosan, and 17 other dangerous chemicals in hand and body washes. These products have been marketed as being more effective than good old-fashioned soap and water, and consumers have been misled into purchasing them. Consumers may think antibacterial washes are more effective at preventing the spread of germs, but we have no scientific evidence that they are any better than plain soap and water, stated Janet Woodcock, M.D., director of the FDA's Center for Drug Evaluation and Research. In fact, some data suggests that antibacterial ingredients may do more harm than good over the long term. Antibacterial product manufacturers were given 1 year to comply with the new law by removing all products from the market that violate this ruling. But this still isn't enough to keep us safe. Triclosan is still in countless other products like deodorants, antiperspirants, body spray, and toothpastes. Triclosan-laden antibacterial products kill all the bacteria on your hands, including the good bacteria you need for healthy skin and a properly functioning immune system. In fact, these products have been shown to weaken your immune system. Eliminate toxic body care products by making them yourself. The solution is simple. Toss all those antibacterial products in the trash and start to make your own. I've created recipes for all of the basic products you need to get started. Hand sanitizer spray. Organic grain alcohol, 190 proof. Distilled water. 15 drops immunity boosting blend or other oils you prefer. 2 or 3 drops vitamin E, optional. 2 or 3 drops aloe, optional. Supplies. 1 ounce glass spray bottle. 1. Fill a quarter of the bottle with grain alcohol and the rest with water. 2. Choose the essential oils to add that meet your desired result. For example, if you want a soothing sanitizer, use lavender. If you want an uplifting blend, use sweet or wild orange. 3. If you want a moisturizing spray, add some vitamin E and aloe. 4. Shake to blend. 5. Spray on your hands and rub them together as you would with a conventional hand sanitizer. Popular essential oils for soap. Geranium and lavender. Lemon, lime, or grapefruit. Eucalyptus and tea tree. Immunity boosting blend. Healthy bacteria liquid hand soap. This hand soap targets only pathogenic microorganisms, helping to ensure that the healthy bacteria remain on your skin. 1/4 cup distilled water. 1/4 cup Dr. Bronner's liquid Castile soap. 1.5 teaspoons vitamin E oil. 1.5 teaspoons sweet almond or jojoba oil. 20 drops of the essential oil or blend of your choice. Supplies. Glass bottle with pump or glass foaming soap dispenser. 1. In glass bottle, combine the water and liquid soap. 2. Add your vitamin E, sweet almond or jojoba oil, and essential oils. 3. Screw on the lid and shake well. Note. If you make the soap in a larger amount, store the leftovers in a glass jar until your containers need a refill. Just remember to always shake well before using. Foaming hand soap. This alternative is just as effective as the liquid hand soap and even easier to make. The exact measurements depend on the size of your foaming soap dispenser. Dr. Bronner's Liquid Castile Soap. Aloe vera gel. Essential oils. Supplies. Glass foaming soap dispenser or foaming soap pump to use with mason jar. 1. Fill your soap dispenser 3/5 of the way with liquid soap. 2. Add enough aloe to fill the dispenser 4/5 of the way. Be sure to leave enough room in the bottle to place the pump without overflowing. 3. Top it off with essential oils, 10 drops for every ounce of your mixture. 4. Depending on the thickness of the aloe vera, you may need to add a little water. The consistency should feel like that of a traditional pump soap. 5. Secure the pump and shake vigorously. Exfoliating citrus sugar scrub for body. Cleanse away dead skin without worrying about rubbing toxic chemicals into your skin. But avoid using on face as it is too abrasive for the delicate skin there. 6 tablespoons organic fair trade sugar. 4 teaspoons carrier oil. 1/4 cup raw local honey. 5 drops bergamot essential oil. 5 drops grapefruit essential oil. 5 drops lime or lemon essential oil. Supplies. Small glass bowl. Glass jar or bottle for storage. 1. Mix all the ingredients in the bowl. 2. Store in a glass container. 3. Use 1 to 2 tablespoons as desired as an exfoliating scrub in a bath or shower. Essential oils for hair care. For all hair types, rosemary, sage, or rose. For oily hair, lemon, bergamot, or tea tree. For dry hair or to treat dandruff, lavender, sandalwood, or geranium. To stimulate growth, peppermint, or rosemary. Rejuvenating shampoo. You're going to love the essential oil-based versions of these classic shampoo and conditioner DIY recipes. 1 cup Dr. Bronner's Liquid Castile Soap. 1/2 cup full-fat coconut milk. 1 tablespoon aloe vera gel. 1 teaspoon carrier oil. 25 drops essential oils from the list of essential oils for hair care. 5 drops carrot seed oil. 5 drops red raspberry seed oil, optional for color-treated hair. Supplies. Immersion or regular blender. Glass bowl or jar for mixing. Glass pump bottle for storage and dispensing. 1. Combine all the ingredients in a blender or glass bowl or jar. 2. Blend well using an immersion blender or a regular blender, or by vigorously shaking a glass jar. 3. Pour the shampoo into a glass pump bottle for easy dispensing and storage. Rejuvenating conditioner. 1 teaspoon carrier oil of your choice. 2 teaspoons guar gum. 25 drops essential oils from the list of essential oils for hair care. 1 teaspoon aloe vera gel. 5 drops carrot seed oil. 5 drops red raspberry seed oil, optional for color-treated hair. 1 cup distilled water. Supplies. Glass pump bottle. 1. In a glass pump bottle, mix the carrier oil, guar gum, essential oils, aloe vera gel, carrot seed oil, and red raspberry seed oil. 2. Add the distilled water and shake well. Note, guar gum is a natural thickener often used in baking and cosmetics, often available in the baking section of the grocery store. Bob's Red Mill is a popular brand. Pure Air Hairspray. You don't have to hold your breath while using this toxin-free hairspray. 1 cup distilled water. 1 tablespoon organic fair trade granulated sugar or coconut sugar. 25 drops essential oils. Supplies. Small saucepan. Whisk. Glass spray misting bottle. 1. Bring the water to a simmer, then remove from heat. 2. Add the sugar and whisk until completely dissolved. 3. Allow the mixture to cool before adding the essential oils. 4. Store in a glass spray bottle with a fine mister. 5. Shake before each use to distribute the oils as they will separate. Note. Many essential oils can increase your photosensitivity, so they should be used with caution. If you plan on spending all day in the sun, you shouldn't use the potentially phototoxic oils listed in Chapter 2, as the skin on your scalp can get sunburned, particularly if you are balding or have thinning hair. Sample essential oil blends for oral care. Bergamot, lemon, grapefruit. Sweet or wild orange, clove, peppermint, spearmint. Cinnamon bark or cinnamon leaf, clove, sweet or wild orange. Roman chamomile, spearmint, wintergreen. Frankincense, lime, myrrh. Remineralizing tooth powder. Before there was toothpaste as we know it today, people used tooth powder to help clean their teeth. Sprinkled rather than squeezed on your toothbrush, tooth powder is simply a less spreadable form of toothpaste. If you prefer a more traditional toothpaste, you can add coconut oil to this mixture. 10 drops essential oils from the list of essential oil blends for oral care. 1/4 cup hot distilled water. 1 tablespoon coconut oil, more if making toothpaste. 1/3 cup bentonite clay. 1 1/2 teaspoons stevia powder. 1/4 teaspoon Himalayan pink sea salt. Supplies. Small glass bowl, medium glass bowl for mixing, food processor, Small glass jar for storing. 1. Mix your essential oils in a small glass bowl and set aside. 2. In a medium bowl, mix the hot water and coconut oil and let stand until the coconut oil melts. 3. Put the bentonite clay, stevia, and sea salt in the food processor and process until combined. 4. Add the water and coconut oil mixture gradually and process until combined. 5. With the machine running, add the essential oils and process for a few more seconds. The mixture should be granular and slightly damp. 6. Store in a glass jar with a lid. 7. Apply enough to cover your toothbrush, wet with water, and brush as normal. Note, to make the tooth powder into toothpaste, gradually add more coconut oil, blending as you go, until you reach the desired consistency. Essential Oil-Powered Mouthwash. 10 drops essential oils from the list of essential oil blends for oral care. 1 teaspoon carrier oil, not regular coconut oil, as it can harden and clog your pipes. 1 tablespoon alcohol-free witch hazel. 1 teaspoon baking soda. 1 cup distilled water. Supplies: mason jar for storage. 1. In a mason jar, mix the essential oils with the carrier oil, witch hazel, baking soda, and filtered water, and shake to blend. 2. When ready to use, swish approximately 1 tablespoon in the mouth for 10 to 15 seconds, and rinse. Lickable Lip Balm. For supple lips, lay this on thick and enjoy the flavor. 1 tablespoon beeswax. 3 tablespoons organic unrefined coconut oil. 2 1/2 teaspoons unrefined shea butter. 5 drops vitamin E oil. 3 drops ginger essential oil. 2 drops peppermint essential oil. Supplies: small glass jar or measuring cup. Small saucepan. About 15 lip balm tubes or tins. 1. Set a glass measuring cup or jar in a saucepan filled with 1 inch of water. 2. Place the beeswax, coconut oil, and shea butter in the jar and melt over medium heat, stirring occasionally. 3. When the ingredients are melted, remove the jar from the pan and quickly stir in the vitamin E and essential oils. 4. Carefully pour into tubes or small tins. Let cool. 5. Apply a small amount with your finger to ward off chapped lips. Note, if you are allergic to beeswax or are vegan, try candelilla wax or bayberry wax. Essential oil blends for beauty and anti-aging. 20 drops helichrysum, 10 drops frankincense, 10 drops sandalwood, 5 drops lavender, 5 drops ylang ylang. 20 drops ylang ylang, 10 drops geranium, 10 drops lavender, 10 drops rose absolute. Anti-aging body butter. Look young and feel great with this soothing body butter. 1 cup unrefined shea butter. 1 cup Mama's Ease oil base. 50 drops essential oils from the essential oil blends for beauty and anti-aging. Supplies: small glass jar or measuring cup. Small saucepan. Medium glass bowl. Immersion blender or handheld mixer. Mason jar. 1. Set a glass measuring cup or jar in a saucepan filled with 1 inch of water. 2. Place the shea butter in the measuring cup or jar and melt over medium heat, stirring occasionally. 3. As soon as it's melted, remove measuring cup or jar from the pan and let cool. 4. Once it's cool enough to handle, pour the shea butter into a medium glass bowl. 5. Add Mama's Ease oil base and the essential oils. 6. Chill in the refrigerator until partly solidified, about 15 minutes. 7. Whip to a butter-like consistency using an immersion blender or handheld mixer. 8. Store in a mason jar. Gardener's Hand Cream. From My Essential Oils Revolution co-host, Jill Winger, of ThePrairieHomestead.com. Gardening can be hard on your hands, and this quick homemade hand cream is perfect for dry or cracked skin. It's soothing and moisturizing without being greasy. 1/4 cup unrefined shea butter. 1 tablespoon beeswax pastilles. 2 tablespoons sweet almond oil. 10 drops myrrh essential oil. 10 drops cedarwood essential oil. Supplies: small glass jar, small saucepan. 1. Set a glass jar in a saucepan filled with 1 inch of water. 2. Place the shea butter, beeswax, and sweet almond oil in the jar and melt slowly over low heat, stirring occasionally. 3. Once everything is melted, remove the jar from the pan and allow it to cool for 5 to 10 minutes. 4. Stir in the essential oils. Allow it to harden completely. This usually takes several hours, but refrigerating can speed up the process. 5. Apply this cream to your dry hands as often as needed, especially after a long day working outside or playing in the dirt. Note: if you are allergic to beeswax or are vegan, try candelilla wax or bayberry wax. DEET-free bug spray. This all-natural insect repellent made with pure essential oils is safe for the whole family. 1 ounce carrier oil of choice. 3 drops citronella essential oil. 3 drops eucalyptus essential oil. 3 drops tea tree essential oil. 3 drops peppermint essential oil. 3 drops cypress essential oil. 3 drops lemon myrtle essential oil. Supplies: 1 ounce spray bottle. 1. Mix all the ingredients in a small glass spray bottle and store in a cool, dark place. 2. Spritz over the entire body before heading outside, being careful to avoid your eyes as essential oils are strong and will burn. 3. Reapply every couple of hours you're outside. Soothing bug bite balm. 5 drops peppermint essential oil. 5 drops lavender essential oil. Fractionated coconut oil as needed. Supplies: 5 milliliter glass roller bottle. 1. Drop the essential oils into the roller bottle. 2. Fill the bottle with fractionated coconut oil and shake well. 3. Apply to bug bites as needed to relieve itch and sting. Stink No More deodorant. 2 to 4 tablespoons organic coconut oil. 2 tablespoons cocoa butter. 2 tablespoons unrefined shea butter. 1/4 cup arrowroot powder. 1 tablespoon baking soda. 1.5 teaspoons non-GMO organic cornstarch. 15 drops essential oils. Supplies: 1 pint mason or other glass jar. Small saucepan. 1 empty stick deodorant container. 1. Set a jar in a saucepan filled with 1 inch of water. 2. Place 2 tablespoons of the coconut oil, the cocoa butter, and shea butter in the jar and melt slowly over low heat, stirring occasionally. 3. As soon as you are able to stir the mixture, remove the jar from the heat so it's not too hot for the other ingredients. 4. Stir in the arrowroot, baking soda, and cornstarch. 5. Stir in the essential oils. 6. When the mixture is still pourable, but thick enough to not be runny, fill the empty stick deodorant container. Make sure the applicator is rolled all the way down so there is room for the mixture. 7. Store in a cool, dry place and apply as you would regular stick deodorant. Note: some of my favorite essential oils for deodorant are cedarwood, clary sage, geranium, lemon, lavender, tea tree, jasmine absolute, lemongrass, sweet or wild orange, rose absolute, sandalwood, ylang-ylang, and vanilla absolute. Don't forget that certain citrus oils are photosensitizing, so be sure not to apply a citrus-based deodorant before sunbathing or when your underarms will be at risk of burning due to sun exposure. Also, if your mixture starts melting in the summer, try adding 1 to 2 tablespoons of kokum butter, which is the hardest butter available. You can purchase it online from many different retailers, including Amazon. You will need to add 4 or 5 more drops of essential oils to overcome the waxy smell of the kokum butter. A special note about acne. Since various bacteria can cause skin breakouts, treating acne can be tricky. One thing we do know, however, is that antibiotics are often not the answer because antimicrobial resistance has developed in bacterial strains involved in the development of acne. Thus, researchers are looking for viable, natural solutions, and essential oils keep proving themselves to be effective acne remedies. In one time-tested study, evaluating how 10 different essential oils killed Propionibacterium acnes, thyme, cinnamon bark, and rose were the 3 most effective at killing the acne-causing bacteria completely within 5 minutes. Before you start slathering yourself with thyme and cinnamon bark, remember that these oils have a tendency to irritate the skin. Be sure to work with your skin type, dilute properly, and use a gentler blend if necessary. Another evaluation created a gel formulation based on orange, Citrus sinensis, and sweet basil, Ochimum basilicum L. Of the 28 people who participated in this particular study, every single one reported an improvement ranging from 43% and 75% clearance of their blemishes. The researchers found that this particular formulation was so gentle on the skin, little discomfort and few side effects were reported. Acne treatment roll-on. 1 drop cinnamon bark essential oil. 1 drop rose essential oil. 2 drops thyme essential oil. Fractionated coconut oil. This carrier works best because it doesn't leave an oily residue on your skin. Supplies. 10 milliliter glass roller bottle. 1. Drop the essential oils into the roller bottle. 2. Fill the roller bottle with the fractionated coconut oil. 3. Spot treat blemishes after washing your face in the morning and at night. Note, discontinue use immediately if burning or irritation occurs, and consider trying a more soothing gel for sensitive skin. Acne treatment soothing gel for sensitive skin. 3 drops sweet or wild orange essential oil. 3 drops basil essential oil. 1 teaspoon aloe vera gel. Fractionated coconut oil. Supplies. 1 ounce glass pump dispenser. 1. Drop the essential oils into the pump dispenser. 2. Add the aloe and shake gently. 3. Fill the bottle with fractionated coconut oil and shake gently to mix. 4. Spot treat blemishes after washing your face in the morning and at night. 10. Around the house. Home should be an anchor, a safe harbor, a place of refuge, a place where families dwell together, a place where children are loved. L. Tom Perry. You may have the most lovingly decorated and cared for home that instantly puts you, your family, and anyone who comes to visit you at ease. But no matter how nurturing your surroundings, if you're using conventional cleaning products with heavy fragrances and scented candles and air fresheners, you're creating a toxic environment that can be putting your health in jeopardy. This is what happened to Sean and Natalie, a young couple with 3 kids who were seeking an answer to why their kids were always succumbing to viruses and why the whole family was experiencing worse and worse seasonal allergies each year. That's how they stumbled on my website and signed up for an upcoming online health summit where I shared the 2 things I suggest everyone do to improve their health. 1. First, throw away hand sanitizers and antibacterial products and start to DIY because of all the reasons I shared in Chapter 9. 2. Second, toss all your air fresheners in the can and use essential oils instead, because the chemicals in fake scents are known carcinogens and neurotoxins. Inspired by my talk, Sean and Natalie stopped using their expensive plug-in air fresheners and threw their bathroom aerosols in the trash. Once they were using only essential oils, spritzers, and diffusers to enhance the smell of their home, their allergies all but disappeared. the dangers lurking in artificial fragrances. Similar to how antibacterial agents like triclosan are now public health enemy number one in the body care industry, artificial fragrances hold that title in the household cleaning industry. Due to what's referred to as the fragrance loophole, federal law does not mandate that the ingredients making up these synthetic aromas be listed individually. Labels sport the generic term fragrance or parfum, and millions of unsuspecting consumers are duped into inhaling mini doses of chemicals like styrene, a known human carcinogen, when they use scented home and body care items. These chemicals are linked to a variety of conditions, ranging from asthma to neurotoxicity, and their presence seems almost inescapable. Thankfully, we have a choice in the products that we buy. Products that are made from natural ingredients eliminate many of the chemicals that are present in artificial scents. Many essential oils offer fresh and amazing scents, and they have none of the 3,000 chemicals that make up these toxic aromas. The next logical step is to start cutting down on the number of scented products you use. Do you really need scented dryer sheets? Can you replace commercial cleaners with those you can make at home? Be a little more willing to read labels and a little braver about trying natural products. Similar to its Skin Deep Cosmetics database, the EWG has created a database that ranks more than 2,500 store-bought cleaners according to safety. Check out where your favorites rank at www.ewg.org/guides/cleaners. All-natural, sweet-smelling cleaning products. Replacing toxic air fresheners is super easy in the aromatherapy world. Just use your diffuser. For a list of essential oils that are good air purifiers, refer to the list of top note essential oils in the aromatic note classification list. Replacing other products is not as quick, but it's certainly doable and very cost-effective. The first step is to toss all those chemicals in the trash, then start to make your own. In this section, you'll find recipes for all of the products you need to get started. Remember, typical household cleansers are loaded with toxic chemicals. They may produce the clean results you're looking for, but those chemicals remain in the air and on the surfaces you touch every day, contributing to indoor air pollution. While there are many better natural cleaning products on the market, these make-your-own versions work every bit as well, smell great, and are much less expensive. Lemon Fresh Laundry Detergent. This recipe will wash up to 150 loads for less than $20. 1/2 bar Dr. Bronner's Unscented Castile Soap. 5 cups distilled water. 3/4 cup OxyClean Baby Stain Remover. 3/4 cup Arm & Hammer Super Washing Soda Household Cleaner and Laundry Booster. 1 5-milliliter bottle of any essential oil, lemongrass, lavender, and ylang ylang, all work great. A basic guideline to how many drops is 100 per 5-milliliter bottle. Supplies, large stock pot. 3 1-gallon glass jars with pump dispensers, available on Amazon. 5-gallon heavy-duty plastic buckets with a lid for storage work as well. 1. Grate the entire bar of soap into the stock pot over low heat. 2. Then add water and raise the heat to medium-high. Stir until the soap is dissolved. 3. Add the OxyClean and washing soda and mix until dissolved. 4. Remove from the heat and let cool for a few minutes. 5. Pour 1 quart hot water into each of the 3 containers. 6. Add 2 cups of the soap mixture and 30 drops of essential oil into each container. Stir, then add enough cool water to fill each container. 7. Let the mixture thicken overnight. If using a plastic bucket, use the lid. 8. Depending on whether you have a high-efficiency washer, use between 1/4 and 1/2 cup per load. Notes. Stir if using a plastic bucket for storage, or shake if storing in a glass bottle before each use, as the detergent may get lumpy or gelatinous. Also, in case you were wondering, The nonprofit watchdog Environmental Working Group gives both Arm & Hammer Super Washing Soda and OxiClean Baby Stain Remover an A grade because they have virtually no associated toxic risks. The known ingredients are sodium carbonate peroxide and sodium carbonate, which are both very safe and effective at removing stains. Tea Tree Citrus Bathroom Cleaner. The star of this blend is orange essential oil, which is a known mood booster. You'll be happier even though you're stuck cleaning the bathroom. 2 tablespoons Dr. Bronner's Liquid Castile Soap. 2 tablespoons baking soda. 20 drops tea tree essential oil. 15 drops orange or lemon essential oil, or 7 drops of each. 15 drops lemon eucalyptus or lemon myrtle essential oil. 2 cups distilled water. Supplies. 32-ounce spray bottle, preferably glass. 1. Combine the liquid soap, baking soda, and essential oils in the spray bottle and mix well. 2. Pour in the water and shake well. 3. Use as you would any other bathroom cleaner. Shake before each use. Juniper Toilet Deodorizing Spray. Freshen up your toilet with this woodsy, clean scent. 1 ounce witch hazel. 10 drops vitamin E as a preservative. 20 drops juniper berry essential oil. 20 drops cypress essential oil. 10 drops pine essential oil. Distilled water. Supplies. 2 ounce spray bottle, preferably glass. 1. Combine the witch hazel, vitamin E, and essential oils in the bottle and mix well. 2. Pour in enough distilled water to fill the bottle and shake well. 3. Spray twice into the toilet as needed for a fresh smell. Other bathroom cleaning blends. Use 25 drops essential oil per 1 ounce of liquid. Key lime, Apoponix, and vanilla absolute. Geranium, lavender, rose absolute, and ylang ylang. Lemon, lemon tea tree, lemongrass, and tea tree. Citrus Abrasive Cleanser. This formula is great for cleaning sinks, pans, stovetops, and more. 1/2 cup baking soda. 5 drops lemon essential oil. 5 drops sweet or wild orange essential oil. 5 drops grapefruit essential oil. Supplies. Glass shaker jar. 1. Combine the baking soda and essential oils in a glass jar and shake until thoroughly mixed. The mixture will be powdery. 2. Use as you would a normal cleanser. Sprinkle a bit on the surface you want to clean, then use a damp cloth to make a bit of paste and scrub. Wipe away with a clean, damp cloth. Notes. I like cheese shakers for this because they make it easy to use, but any glass jar will do. For a little extra cleaning power, spray the soiled area with white vinegar before sprinkling on the cleanser and add an extra drop of one of the essential oils to the surface. Pick Your Oil Tile Cleaner. Mix and match the essential oils to fit your needs and watch this cleaner kill everything from mold to dust mites. 1 gallon hot distilled water. 1/4 cup vinegar. 2 tablespoons Dr. Bronner's Liquid Castile Soap. 20 drops essential oils out of the following list. Bergamot, grapefruit, lemon, lime, neroli, tangerine, wild orange. Supplies. Mop bucket. 1. Fill a mop bucket with hot water first to prevent a soap bubble overflow. 2. Add the vinegar, soap, and essential oils and stir well. 3. Use this cleanser to mop your tile floor or clean your bathtub. 4. Store any leftovers in a large unbreakable bottle or bucket with a lid. Citrus-powered glass cleaner. Any and all citrus oils work. Find your favorite blend. 1/2 teaspoon Dr. Bronner's Liquid Castile Soap. 1/4 cup white vinegar. 25 drops citrus essential oils. Distilled water as needed. Supplies. 16-ounce glass spray bottle. 1. Pour the soap, vinegar, and essential oils into the spray bottle. 2. Fill the rest of the bottle with distilled water, screw on the pump, and shake heavily. 3. Spray directly on glass windows and mirrors for cleaning. Essential oils for tough cleaning jobs. Citronella wards off bugs. Eucalyptus kills dust mites. Lemon kills bacteria. Pine and fir needle are antiseptic and leave a pleasant smell. Tea tree is an antifungal and kills mold. Lemon tea tree dish soap. 1/2 cup Dr. Bronner's liquid Castile soap. 2 teaspoons vegetable glycerin. Available at many household goods stores and online at Amazon.com. 6 drops lemon essential oil. 4 drops tea tree essential oil. 4 drops lemon eucalyptus or lemon myrtle essential oil. Or 2 drops each. Distilled water as needed. Supplies. 16-ounce glass bottle with pump or glass foaming soap dispenser. 1. Pour the liquid Castile soap and vegetable glycerin into the glass bottle. 2. Add the essential oils. 3. Fill the bottle with distilled water, allowing room for the pump. Replace the pump. 4. Shake well and use like you would traditional dish soap. Here is an audio clip from our YouTube companion guide.
So Sabrina, walk everyone through why you came up and how you even came up with the recipe. Because we kind of went through the ringer when it comes to using different dish soaps, and it was kind of hard to find one that really worked.
Well, just like you said, every time that we went to try a new natural dish soap, it was either too expensive, it still had toxic ingredients, or it plain old didn't work. I remember one time I brought one home and we tried it and and Dr. Z said, if we never use this again, that would be great. Because it was like greasy and it didn't do anything that we expect the dish soap to do.
The all natural one. Now why Dr. Bronner's out of all the other options?
I really like it because of the consistency and it doesn't get too gummy, and I really like that because it's going to wash clean.
Okay. We love this blend because lemon is just the epitome of clean, a fresh, and tea tree is great. It has a lot of antifungal, antibacterial properties. And I just found that when you mix them all together with the lemon myrtle and the lemon eucalyptus, it just creates this really nice aroma that it has a synergistic ability to even, in my opinion, clean better. And so we also like to use that blend in our carpet dusting powder, in our homemade aerosol sprays, and in other DIY products as well.
Kitchen counter spray. Streak-free, fresh-smelling counters are just a few ingredients away. 4 ounces white vinegar. 10 drops lemongrass essential oil. 10 drops tea tree essential oil. 5 drops lemon eucalyptus essential oil. 5 drops citronella essential oil. 1 cup distilled water. Supplies, 16-ounce glass spray bottle. 1. Pour all the ingredients into a glass spray bottle and shake to evenly combine. 2. Spray your kitchen counters and wipe down. Note, vinegar can damage granite countertops. Replace the vinegar with 70% isopropyl alcohol or vodka. Citrus dusting spray. The dust in your home doesn't stand a chance with this citrus-powered spray. 4 ounces carrier oil. 5 drops lemon myrtle essential oil. 5 drops lemon eucalyptus oil. 5 drops tangerine essential oil. Supplies. 4 ounce glass spray bottle with a mister attachment. 1. Combine all the ingredients in a spray bottle. 2. Spray liberally on all your wood surfaces. Wipe off with a soft, clean cloth. Garden pest spray. When you're growing an organic garden, pests can be a real problem. Use this simple formulation to save your veggies from hungry insects and other critters. No chemicals required. You'll see just how effective essential oils can be in your outdoor spaces. Just be sure to wash any produce thoroughly after harvesting before you eat it. 20 drops peppermint essential oil. 20 drops rosemary essential oil. 20 drops clove essential oil. 1/4 teaspoon natural liquid dish soap. Distilled water as needed. Supplies. 1 quart spray bottle. 1. Combine the essential oils and dish soap in a spray bottle. Fill the rest of the bottle with distilled water and gently shake to combine. 2. Spray on the leaves of plants being targeted by pests. 3. Repeat frequently, especially after rain or watering. Note: always do a test on a small portion of the plant before spraying your entire crop. I've never had the spray cause an adverse reaction, but it's better to be safe than sorry. Also, avoid spraying during the heat of the day. 11. Essential oils for athletes. My grandmother started walking 5 miles a day when she was 60. She's 97 now, and we don't know where the heck she is. Ellen DeGeneres. Essential oils can help athletes of all ages in a plethora of ways, and in this chapter, I share some effective DIY recipes clinically proven to enhance energy and soothe achy muscles. I even give practical tips to combat stinky gear naturally. But first, it's super important that we quickly discuss one of the most widely used and abused tools in the average athlete's tool belt, energy drinks. This is a must-read for all athletes, especially the recipes and tips that show you how to use essential oils to naturally boost energy levels. Too much caffeine, the health risks associated with energy drinks. Despite the 30-year energy drink craze that has now become a vast $50 billion-plus global market, I plead with everyone consuming these products to stop immediately. As one study bluntly puts it, energy drinks have no therapeutic benefit, and many ingredients are understudied and not regulated. The known and unknown pharmacology of agents included in such drinks, combined with reports of toxicity, raises concern for potentially serious adverse effects in association with energy drink use. What's the big deal, you may be asking? Well, for starters, each energy drink contains the caffeine of up to 5 cups of coffee. Just think about that for a moment. 5 cups. When people chug 2, 3, or even 4 energy drinks, they consume more caffeine in one day than a 1-cup-per-day coffee drinker does in 2 weeks. I cannot even begin to stress how dangerous energy drinks are for you. Studies have shown that the excessive caffeine in these power drinks may cause vomiting, cardiac arrhythmias, seizures, and even death. These symptoms have all been reported as known concerns by the National Center for Complementary and Integrative Health. As a public health initiative, it's important to note that despite knowing that nearly 50% of college athletes use various energy drinks, we do not yet have the data to tell us how many post-college athletes use them. The studies simply have not been done. Still, casual observance has led me to conclude that many older adult athletes use them because I have seen a stark increase among people at fitness centers and local sporting events drinking caffeinated performance boosters. If you're anything like me, you see people with energy drinks all over the place, everywhere from church softball games to bowling alleys to golf outings. This should not surprise us, as sales of caffeinated energy drinks and shots have experienced double-digit growth in the past few years. Misuse of caffeinated energy drinks has actually become a global epidemic. A fantastic review published in the Drug and Alcohol Dependence Journal states, "Hundreds of different brands are now marketed, with caffeine content ranging from a modest 50 milligrams to an alarming 505 milligrams per can or bottle. Regulation of energy drinks, including content labeling and health warnings, differs across countries, with some of the most lax regulatory requirements in the U.S. Don't get me wrong. I enjoy the caffeine rush that I get in my matcha green tea latte and occasional cup of organic coffee, but it's important to set some limits. Up to 505 milligrams of caffeine per bottle is ridiculous to consume in one sitting. For comparison, that's equivalent to 4 to 5 cups of coffee in one can. The problem is that, Unlike slowly drinking 5 cups of coffee over several hours or even days, people down these energy drinks like shots at the bar. Many of them are actually sold as shots. The question begging to be asked at this point is, can essential oils replace caffeine? Yes, I believe they can, and I'll show you how. Sugar, the real ingredient that gives people a boost. It has long been documented that Red Bull improves physical and cognitive performance. However, something interesting happens when sugar is taken out of the mix. According to multiple double-blind placebo trials testing sugar-free Red Bull, these versions of the drink do not enhance performance. In testing the time to exhaustion for high-intensity runs and blood lactate levels, two indicators assessing exercise capacity, as well as perceived levels of exertion, sugar-free energy drinks failed to help at all. Studies have also shown that sugar-free energy drinks have no effect on upper body strength and muscular endurance. As research suggests, sugar-free energy drinks are not effective at doing much besides creating intense caffeine intoxication, addiction, and withdrawal. Since sugar is the only missing ingredient in sugar-free Red Bull, logic leads us to conclude that the caffeine and taurine aren't doing the trick. Obviously, it's the sugar that's making the big difference, which makes sense because long-distance, high-intensity athletes of all ages fall prey to the marketing ploys of manufacturers that sell sugar-filled bars, gels, jelly beans, and sports drinks. Thus, not counting the obvious danger in consuming too much caffeine, the extreme amounts of sugar that many energy drinks contain, up to 50 grams or 10 teaspoons per 8-ounce serving, puts people at risk of developing diabetes, obesity, and other sugar-related illnesses. The danger of too much taurine. These performance boosters also contain excessive amounts of other ingredients like taurine, a supplementary amino acid in Red Bull, 1,000 milligrams, Monster, 2,000 milligrams, and Rockstar, 3,000 milligrams. In its natural form, taurine is cardioprotective, and up to 3,000 milligrams a day is generally considered safe. Moderation is important because little is known about the effects of heavy or long-term taurine use, and there is a legitimate concern that people who regularly drink 2, 3, or more energy drinks per day can easily exceed the maximum daily limit recognized by the Food and Drug Administration. At one point, Norway, Denmark, and France had banned the sale of Red Bull, partly in response to a study on rats that were fed taurine and exhibited bizarre behavior, including anxiety and self-mutilation. Interestingly, there is little to no evidence of the impact of high doses of taurine on physical activity, whereas studies have shown that moderate doses of 500 milligrams 3 times per day can increase exercise time and distance effectively in older patients with a mean age of 60 with heart failure. A special note to caregivers. I know many of you listening to this book are parents, grandparents, teachers, and caregivers. So please, be aware that children are in danger of developing serious health issues from consuming energy drinks. In fact, a study published in the journal Current Opinion in Pediatrics stresses the growing concern that teenagers who regularly consume Red Bull, Monster, and other so-called performance enhancers are particularly at risk of developing serious health concerns. Disrupted sleep patterns, elevated blood pressure, exacerbated psychiatric disease, increased risk of subsequent addiction, a gateway drug, physiologic dependence. Please keep this in mind if you see the young adults in your life drinking these dangerous energy boosters. Often, all it takes is just one caring word from a teacher, parent, or another loved one to steer them in the right direction. And if that falls on deaf ears, scare them straight with a dose of science. How to use essential oils for improved workouts, faster recovery, and better smelling gear. essential oils can be powerful, useful tools for athletes. No matter your expertise or skill level, there is a natural solution for you. Here are just four of the many reasons every athlete should use essential oils. 1. Performance boosters. Ingesting peppermint in water has been tested extensively for its performance-boosting abilities. Controlled experiments with athletes have demonstrated instant improvement in performance measures like jumping,